Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country, as well as in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you for all you do. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, everybody, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out a lot more different things that you can take advantage of there. Now, normally I would be talking to Ron Edwards, but Ron Edwards is unavailable. I'm not able to reach him by phone. I get a busy signal. Well, he's over in Scotland, I do believe, and he must be in an area where he doesn't have a phone. So I have got on the line our good friend from Indiana, Dan the Man. And Dan, you're one of our favorite callers, but you have quite a little resume behind you. So tell everybody about your background.
I served in the Ford, last part of the Nixon administration, Ford administration. I was a White House fellow, and I had a couple of staff jobs there, and a PhD in economics. So that's kind of my background. I worked for the Senate Finance Committee for 12 years, and I worked for the House Ways and Means Committee for 10 years. And then after I got out, I came back and was an executive assistant to the governor of Indiana.
And that was Mike Pence?
No, that was actually Robert Orr.
Oh, okay. I remember him. I remember him. All right. And now you're at Purdue.
Right.
All right. Well, now I want to set this up, what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to play a little opinion. Behold the Lord High Impeacher. We're going to start with our congressional representative, Florida District Number 1, Matt Gaetz.
So far, Adam Schiff's impeachment inquiry has been marked by secret interviews, selective leaks, weird theatrical performances of transcripts that never happened, and lies about contacts with a whistleblower.
I have a few questions. My questions are, why aren't they letting us in?
We're going in.
Enough of these secret hearings.
Well, let's see what happens.
No cameras. No cameras.
People need a... All right, I'm going to stop it right there because Schiff comes on in a minute. But this was when they had the 50 or so congressmen that were going to not bust down the door, as I heard some say, but they were going to demand access by coming to the door and saying, listen, we want to come in and find out what's going on here. We have a right to do that. We're on committees that are directly involved in this, and we need to know. And he wouldn't let them in.
Well, you know, I'm impressed with Max Gaetz down there in Florida on the panhandle.
Uh-huh.
Real impressed with him. Schiff defies decent mental health, logic, and political judgment. I don't understand it. He's a snake in the grass. He's just plain sleazy. This whole thing's kind of a joke. I don't quite understand what they're doing right now. You can't have an impeachment without an inquiry vote. You can't really impeach anybody in a prudent, at least acceptable way without them having to confront the same witnesses the Democrats are bringing in. You know, they're changing the whole storyline of what witnesses are saying I never really believed the Trump mental illness, but I'm starting to believe it. Whatever it is with this guy, he drives him crazy.
Trump derangement syndrome.
That's it. Trump derangement syndrome. I never really, like I said, never quite, but I'm coming to it now because this makes no sense of what they're doing. It's not hurting him a bit. It seems like it's solidifying his base, which is already pretty solidified. It's helping him with raising money for his campaign in 2020. And when the more they show this stuff on TV, the less time you have free media from the Democrats running for president anyway.
Yeah.
So I think they're about ready to hang themselves before they shoot themselves in the foot. Makes no sense, but I say go at it.
Yeah.
I do think shift is a snake in the grass, and shift must mean sleaze in whatever language his last name comes from, because I've never seen anybody ever operate like this guy.
Well, there's more than shift, and Schiffer's got plenty in his closet, and his closet's going to get opened up here because there's things in there about him that he's been involved in over the years that are certainly shady, to say the least, and it's all going to come out. He's now forced the cards out on the table to where his background is going to be released, and he's not a squeaky clean guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, hopefully it's a legal matter that can be adjudicated, because if it's just tit-for-tat politics, the mainstream media is not even going to cover it, except for maybe Fox. But they're giving the Democrats a lot of cover and a lot of help.
Yep.
ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS.
Yep.
You know, they're now an extension of the Democrat National Committee.
Yep.
And that was one thing Reagan said 30 plus years ago, almost 40 years ago.
Yep.
You know, you got to take that in consideration. That's just the way it is. But now it's been intensified, amplified. It's bigger than ever, especially with their social media.
Yep.
But I find that this whole thing is uncalled for. Could you imagine what Trump could have done if he wouldn't have had this albatross around his neck the last 3 years? You know, might have been able to work on the budget deficit. He could have really rebuilt the military. There's a whole lot of things he could have done, but you haven't had the opportunity because his impeachment, Russiagate, and everything else has been around his neck.
All right, well, hold that thought, because I want to ask you a couple of questions when we come back here. We've got Dan the Man on the telephone line, our good friend, and again, he told you about his background there. He's got quite an extensive background, so we can talk intelligently about some of these things. I'm also going to ask him a couple of economic questions here, too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. He's the host of the number one most watched show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Go over there and take a look at it. War Now is what he calls himself there on Newsmax TV, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington, and they are the owners of Relief Factor. That's a company that I'm taking their product, and I have been for about 3.5 years, a little bit more than 3.5 years now. And I will tell you that my problem is arthritis, and I was taking Mobic and Flexerol. It had some side effects. I decided to get off it because I didn't like the side effects and didn't want to be dizzy or tired when I wasn't supposed to be, number one. And number two, I took a leave. Well, I took a lot of a leave. I took six pills a day, two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for supper. And all of a sudden, one day, I started bleeding internally. And I went, uh-oh. This isn't good. Well, the doctor told me, he says, you got to change, you got to do something different. And when I was in the vehicle, my car, coming back from the doctor's office, my buddy Mike Gallagher was on the air, and he was talking about this product. Well, guess what? Let me suggest that you do what I did and try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. Now, it's $19.95. For 3 weeks, you get the quick start, $19.95. You take a packet in the morning, a packet at lunchtime, a packet at night. There's four capsules in each pack, and it's all natural. There's no narcotics or anything like that in it. It's nothing in there that will do anything other than help you reduce swelling, reduce the inflammation, the pain that you have, and it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. Now, here's what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The website again, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a shot. I'm telling you, it worked for me. It's working for about 80% of the people that are taking it, and they continue to stay on it, and that's a good thing. So relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to our friend Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana, and good morning again, Dan, and thanks for doing this.
Oh, that's okay. I love doing it.
Now,
we're talking economics.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk economics in a minute, but I want to finish the last little blast when little old Mr. Lord High Impeacher Adam Schiff stepped up to the mics to say these fine words.
Understand, notwithstanding, I think, some of the representations to the contrary, there is full participation by the GOP in each one of these interviews and depositions.
This is a process that we've been highly critical of, the fact that it's closed to the public, the fact that members of Congress that aren't on the relevant committees don't even have access to the transcripts of the hearings.
Now, Schiff says they do, Scalise says they don't, and some 50 people that were there that should have didn't. So who's telling the truth?
The Republicans are telling the truth. But I use an old analogy. You know, during Nixon and the Watergate committee hearings back in 73, 74, they were the highest percent programs on TV. People watched them endlessly.
I know. I was one of them.
You know, up to 66 million Americans watched those hearings. As dry as you think those things were, and they were a lot of times, people were on the edge of their seats watching that. Now, if this was Trump and you had these on TV, the numbers would probably be three or four times that it was in the early 70s. Then people would get to see who was telling the truth, who wasn't, who they believed, who they don't believe. But they won't even do that because the case is so flimsy. Actually, there's no meat on the bone on this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing impeachable here. Every president has done what Trump did. Trump could have just said, I withheld money for a short time to make sure it wasn't lining the pockets of the Ukrainian mob.
Yeah.
You're dealing with an Eastern European country that's still not stable, and you want to give them billions of dollars?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's going to go where it was earmarked for? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we get into talking about some financial stuff here, yesterday or last night, Bill Maher, who I guess is on HBO, I don't watch his program, but there's a story that came out on Fox about an hour and a half or two ago that says conventional Al wisdom. Democrats would be better off with the Clintons far away from the 2020 party gatherings and the election in general, according to Bill Maher.
Clintons don't know when it's time to go home. They're old news. You know, most college students don't even remember them, Bill Clinton, as president, which
mm-hmm.
is kind of weird. If you're a sophomore, junior, if you're a freshman, sophomore or junior in college right now, you don't remember Bill Clinton.
Right.
You know, and my one son was born in 1999, July of 19. He has no idea who Bill Clinton is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they should go home. They've had a good run. They have made hundreds of millions of dollars off of this Washington, D.C. gig.
You bet.
You got to understand, when he came to Washington as president in 1993, after he won, beat George H.W. Bush in 92, the governor of Arkansas only made $33,300 a year. Now, how do you go from that in 1992 to make, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year? You know, they are the epitome of corruption.
Well, wait a minute. When he ran for president, I think at the time the president got $150,000, and now it's never mind. That's Congress. The president got $250,000 or $300,000. Now the president's up over $400,000.
Yeah, but with his books and his lectures and that foundation that funnels a lot of money.
Well, he got millions of dollars, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can spend that if it's in a foundation. If you're doing foundation mm-hmm. work, that's tax exempt.
But so didn't Hillary. The two of them together made millions of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Partners in crime. That's,
yeah, just like the Obamas. Just like the Obamas. They've made millions of dollars. Hell, he just paid, $6 or $7 million cash to buy a house in Martha's Vineyard or somewhere.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, he's bought one of the bigger ones there, and they're adding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's another guy. He comes from the state senate in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
where he only made $48,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of the system.
Yep.
You know, politics in Washington be it Democrat or Republican, they're both kind of crony.
Now,
there's a lot of money up for this.
Now, let's talk about what one of your fortes is, some finances here. Because the U.S. government ended fiscal year 2019 with the largest budget deficit in 7 years, as gains in tax receipts were offset by the highest spending and growing debt service payments. Now, some $984 billion worth of deficit.
You know, the last 2 years, fiscal year 2018, fiscal year 2019, it's clear. We brought in more revenue in Washington, into the federal treasury, than any 2 years in our history.
Mm-hmm.
We could have easily balanced the budget. Actually, January and February of 2018, the budget was in balance. It was actually a slight surplus. But mm-hmm. once the Democrats realized that more revenue is coming in,
they spent it.
They spent it.
Yeah.
It's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem.
And how many years? And how many years have you and I said that back and forth to each other? What, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but nobody listens.
No. We don't have a revenue problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have a spending problem. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's always been the, you know, George Bush kind of got off, what, 2001?
Yeah.
September 11, 2000, yeah. Started military action in the middle. You know, a lot of this was to keep the Democrats supporting the war. Well, they would go to the president, you want our support for the war? Well, you better spend some more money back home in our district called Pork Barrel.
Yeah, and what happens?
A lot of Democrats.
And what happens every time the Republicans cut taxes? Revenues go up.
That's right.
And the Democrats say, no, it's not possible. That can't possibly be. There's no way that you can cut taxes and get revenue. You want to bet people have more money in their pocket and they buy more stuff. The sales taxes go up. Predominantly that and all the little, you know, add-ons go up. And that's where the revenue comes from.
That's right. They're going to consume. 70% of this economy, what keeps it going, is consumption. As long as we keep consuming, This economy will keep, you know, chugging right along. It'll purr like a big V8 engine. But until that time comes where it doesn't, then when it happens, we'll be in a lot of trouble. But right now, it's to keep pockets full. It's to keep people spending. You got to understand too what the other thing Democrats do. They talk about wage and salary. And just the inequality of that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with this is, it's only went up. Wages have stagnated.
Well, we got to stop it right there because here comes the music, and I appreciate you sitting in here. We've had a very interesting conversation, and I will talk to you again soon.
I wish I could have finished that one out, but I will talk to you later.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and he's a very knowledgeable person. We'll have a discussion with him again probably next week sometime about what we were just talking about, the economy. That is his forte. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with our military and veterans news segment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Kevin Gielman, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, is challenging a subpoena to appear before a congressional committee to discuss terrorism threats to the United States on the day before he's set to leave office.
McKeelnin sent a letter to House Homeland Security Chairman Bernie Thompson saying he was surprised and disappointed to get the subpoena a day earlier. McKeelnin has suggested that the department's top intelligence officer be the one to testify. Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, is holding the hearing on October 30th on terrorist threats facing the country. McKeelnin is set to leave the job on October 31st after 6 months in the position. He took over after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen quit. No replacement has been named to the department, which has seen its top ranks decimated through firings and resignations over the past year. The acting DHS secretary is the head of the Transportation and Security Administration. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Alrighty, and now here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. If you're a veteran, if you're someone getting out of the service, if you're someone that's got an MOS and you're not sure what you want to do or how you want to do it, taking a little time off and regrouping, I understand that. But if you're also in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere with no chance for the future of pay raise or promotion, then I got something that's going to just light up your skies. Because how would you like to start out making $50,000 or $60,000 a year with the potential to make a lot more than that? Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And believe me when I tell you, there's no robots, there's no computers that are going to take the job of an aviation maintenance tech. It still takes hands-on to keep aircraft in the air. It still takes a mechanic or a tech to do that. So check them out online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Now, the White House is weighing options that will keep some 500 troops in Syria with tanks, armor, heavy armor, to protect the troops and to protect the oil fields and keep them out of the hands of ISIS and or Iran, both of whom would love to get their hands on that oil because that's money. Revenue, cash, as the case may be. Now, when the U.S. was talking about pulling all the troops out, the one thing that everybody forgot about, except for the Kurds, were the oil fields. That's the prize in that region of Syria. That's the prize. Even Turkey would like to get their hands on those oil fields. But it's not going to happen. So wouldn't the Syrian government. But this is the area where the Kurds have been for well over two decades. So therefore, they've been using the oil for their own revenue. And now it looks like as if we're going to shore up that security, if you want to call it that, the security. And put some of our tanks, it's probably going to be, I'm going to guess it's going to be a battalion, or 500 troops is more or less, yeah, it would be an armored battalion that they're going to put in there. I don't know where they're going to come from. They may already have them in the region. And we'll see what happens. Now, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe said that he's going to offer a skinny version of the 2020 defense policy bill this week as a backup plan in case talks to reconcile the main bills become deadlocked again with a budget problem. Now, we'll see how that works out. Because, obviously, with all the things we have going on with the military, not just around the world, but here in the United States, on the border, and South America, where we are still in a major drug war down there, trying to stop the scourge of the drugs. Our military has to have their money, has to have their revenue. Now, the Syrian government said yesterday that Turkish forces and their allies attacked Syrian government troops in northeastern Syria, killing some of them. And they said they also clashed with Kurdish-led fighters in the same area. Now, there's a war monitoring group that's monitoring this sort of stuff, and they said, yes, there was a clash that took place. Was unsure of who did what and when they did it. That also brings me to tell you that the Turkish and Syrian ambassadors clashed at their first UN Security Council encounter since Turkey launched a cross-border offensive earlier this month following the withdrawal of the U.S. troops there. And we'll see what happens. Now, a number of Turkey's NATO allies have suspended arms sales to the country in condemnation of its military incursion into Syria, but analysts and officials are shrugging off the embargo, saying it will have a minimal effect on the military's operational capabilities since they also make weapons of their own there in their country. By the way, more Russian military police have arrived in Syria under a peace deal with Turkey. About 300 Russian military police have arrived in Syria under the accord between Ankara and Moscow, which halted Turkey's military incursion into northeast Syria, and these military police will be used as security in the area being declared the buffer zone. Now, overseas, a group of F-15E Strike Eagle fighters from the 494th Fighter Squadron arrived at the Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates back on October the 18th to help support ongoing operations in the Middle East. We'll see what happens with this aircraft and how soon they're actually used. Atlanta, by the way, and hello to 920 The Answer up there, our affiliate in Atlanta. Atlanta's going to get a new TRICARE Prime option, an option-in pilot program, to test care based on the value, not the volume, of TRICARE. Now, active duty family members, retirees, and their family members will have a new option for health care in Atlanta. It's called TRICARE Prime, provided by Kaiser Permanente. Now, the not-for-profit healthcare company is considered to be one of the pioneers of health maintenance organizational plans, and it's going to be a test market to see if they can do that elsewhere. Also, the Pentagon Secret Intelligence Fund dropped in fiscal year 2019, the first time in 3 years that the black budget did not increase year after year. We'll see how that works out. And a JSOC deputy, the Joint Special Operations Command, has been tapped to lead the division-level 1st Special Forces Command during a modernization period. Now, the Army's Chief of Staff announced that on Thursday, and we'll see how that all works out. By the way, after decades of wasting millions of dollars on a long list of canceled programs, the Army is finally building momentum on modernization. But if Congress can't pass policy and funding bills for the fiscal year that began October the 1st, then the new Army Secretary Mike Esper warned it could potentially stall us out for the things we have planned. Because the Army's Futures Command has closed the books on more than 600 items of equipment that it will no longer seek to upgrade, handling responsibility for them to the Army Material Command. That's an interesting switcheroonie right there. We'll see how that all works out. Again, they're modernizing. They're trying to save money and make things more cost-effective, which is a good idea. By the way, the Army also expects a delay on the Black Hawk replacement helicopters if the budget stalemate continues. So, rather than develop the futuristic helicopter to replace the UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter, they might have a bit of a delay going on there. All right, I'll be right back. Going to take another look at the highways and byways out there. And then right after that, Denise Simon comes on board. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck rolled down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right.
everybody. That's Lena Martin, working class out there tonight for the truckers out there. Hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're in Oakwood, Illinois, having some tire trouble. Hope you guys get on the highway soon and get to moving along there. You've had a lot of problems lately with stuff. Gee whiz. Oh, well, that's what happens when you're on the border. I know. They used to steal tires off the trucks and lights and whatever. Unbelievable. Trailers and whatnot. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and or Flying J Truck Stop. Stop by, see them, tell them the captain sent you. Enjoy yourself a nice cup of coffee in the middle of the night. Or maybe you get one of those big travel mugs, too, and you wind up getting a refill. Now, gusty winds and very dry conditions are going to allow critical fire weather threats to continue in Southern California this weekend. But conditions in Northern California will become much, much worse over the weekend. So much so that the PG&E company has once again come out and said they can shut the power off to as many as 2.1 million people at any time over the weekend for 24 to 48 hours until the threat passes. Wow. Here we go again. Northern California, Sacramento West, over to Redding, down south, down towards, Modesto, almost all the way to, Fresno, and then over across to San Francisco and east of San Francisco and up in the Napa Valley. That whole area could have the power shut off again. Wow. Not pretty. Now, let's not forget also that we got us a big old tropical system coming in out of the Gulf. It's Olga. It's subtropical now. It was a tropical storm, but it's losing some of its pizzazz, except for the rain. Now, you're going to get a bunch of rain from the western part of Alabama through Mississippi, the eastern part of Louisiana, pretty much following the Mississippi River, all the way up past Memphis into Kentucky, and then it looks like it's going to make a little bit of a right turn and go up through Michigan into Canada. It's going to be a fast-moving system, going to dump 2 to 4 inches of rain for the most part. There will be some areas that will get 8 inches of rain, a few areas that may get more than that. So a lot of flood watches and warnings. There's some severe storm warnings, thunderstorm warnings in the area there, too, that I just mentioned. So be on the lookout there if you're traveling up and down through either Mississippi or Alabama or Louisiana or the eastern part of Arkansas, western part of Tennessee, and the western part of Kentucky and the southeastern corner of Missouri. All of that is where that rain will be headed this weekend. Now, you do have some rain over in Oklahoma, by the way, right now. But out there in Colorado, Denver, out there in Laramie, Cheyenne, all the way up into Montana, you've got snow. And you've got a fair amount of it in Colorado. I hate to chuckle along there, but it's like 8 to 10 inches, maybe a foot in some areas. And the same thing for Wyoming, so be prepared for that. And when you get up into the northwestern corner of Wyoming, if you're going that way towards Idaho or Montana, you're going to be in snow there. And Montana, yep, you got snow there. You got some high winds blowing tonight. Western North Dakota, winds up in that area, could have some snow at almost any time. Now, out there in California, as I told you, the fire threat advisory is there for real. Also in Nevada, central part of Nevada, fire watch there. And looking pretty good elsewhere around the country, except for one little patch in southeastern Arizona, east of Tucson, southeastern Arizona tonight, where we've got us some, it's a hard freeze warning, and the areas where it snowed the other day, there's ice on the roads in some areas. Just before you get down into Tucson there, up on that little mountain range where you drop down in there. So be advised about that. Might have a little black ice in the road tonight. So be careful there. And don't forget that the Flying J and Pilot Travel Center near you brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And not to be outdone, It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They certainly have got a lot to offer. So stop by and see what they've done to make things a little bit more presentable for you, especially with some of the eating places they got in the Pilots right now. Not too shabby at all. All right. Joining us right now, we have got on the telephone line Denise Simon, the weekend edition version of Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to talk for a second about Sidney Powell, because I have a story in front of me that Sidney Powell has filed in a case against General Mike Flynn to have the charges removed from the general, because they have got new evidence that they've gotten as a result of this FBI stuff, that the disgraced FBI agent Lisa Page edited the interview reports, the 302 forms, prepared by Peter Strzok in his interview of Flynn, and the gross mismanagement also of Brady material or exculpatory evidence in the case was also tampered with. So attorney Sidney Powell has asked to the court to dismiss the case altogether, but in looking at what's going on here, there may be some more stuff that's in the mix here with the criminal investigation going on that would, believe it or not, pretty much exonerate General Flynn.
Sidney Powell is one of two attorneys that are working for Flynn, and she filed a pleading to have the charges completely dismissed because she was able to get her hands on both copies of what is known as 302s.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, interestingly enough, that there are two copies or two sets, let's put it that way,
mm-hmm.
and they are different.
Yep.
And the way they have notes and some rearranging of sentences, it changes the answers.
Yep.
Additionally, new text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page have surfaced, and with those going along the timeline, that has kind of changed things dramatically. Now, the evidence was known to have been somewhat withheld, but apparently before Sidney Powell and this current set of attorneys came on site working for him, the previous law firm, Covington & Burling,
mm-hmm.
said that we don't have to turn over anything because Flynn waived his rights to any more Brady material, meaning any more evidence
mm-hmm.
in his pleading.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where the case sits. Now, I don't know how long we have to wait for a judge to decide, but I read the entire 37 pages last night. It's quite the document. It's almost telling the court, poor court, you were pumped and you were lied to.
All right, we'll hold that thought. By the way, folks, next year at this time, I make the prediction that Lieutenant General Mike Flynn will be out on a lecture series during tours and during rallies, possibly with President Trump, and he'll be supporting President Trump, and it'll be another feather in his cap, but that's how he's going to break next year into remission here. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.